Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's right, baby! Mark Cavoli brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. December 1st is the deadline for holiday apparel orders. KeystoneCustomApparel.com. And Mark Cavoli also brought to you by Sea Light. I'm guessing you had one or two of those last night after one of the most difficult travel days anybody has ever experienced, Mark?
I got home a little bit too late for that, Adam. Sorry.
Buddy. You went through it. Usually I like to make fun of you because you're kind of like Eeyore in that everything you can turn into a complaint. There is nothing worse than what you experienced yesterday. I mean, on our way back from Ireland, we didn't have any delays or anything like that, but we spent 24 hours from leaving the door to getting home traveling, and it blows, and even worse whenever you don't know when your plane's taking off. So what's up, man? How'd it all go? And I'm sure you're happy to have your 2 feet back on the ground here in the Berg.
Yeah, I got the old wake-up call at 3:30 a.m. L.A. time, and I walked in the door at about 10:15 Pittsburgh time. That wasn't ideal. What they were doing is the flight from L.A. to Chicago was fine, even though it's 4 hours and I'm too old for that stuff. But then you get to Chicago, and they just kept nickel and diming me there, Adam. 15 here, 20 there, 30 there, 45 minutes there. It turned out to be 11 different delays, including when you finally got onto the plane, the guy goes, sorry there, folks. The tower is not happy with my flight plans. I have to re-enter him. That would be another 30 minutes.
Oh, my God. Sometimes we'll get the thing where, hey, we're just working on the plane. There's nothing wrong.
You got that.
But we have to fill out the paperwork. Did you get the paperwork excuse?
We got the, okay, that's ready to board. Wait a second. There's exposed wires on one of the seats. So we're going to have maintenance because we don't want the plane from blowing up. He didn't say blowing up. He said, we don't want it to get you all toasty up there.
Oh, that's great. That's comforting. That's exactly what you want to hear.
Hey, it could be worse because your buddy Nick Faribault, who was bragging to me, I got a late flight from L.A. to Chicago. Okay, buddy. He got caught in Chicago. They canceled his flight. Don't have a flight from Chicago to Pittsburgh until Wednesday.
Oh!
So he has to fly to Cleveland, then drive from Cleveland to Pittsburgh on a rental car.
At that point, I just drive from Chicago. It's like 6 hours. Although maybe it's the weather situation and you can't drive. Cavoli's with us here on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So from the bottom of our hearts, Cavoli, we thank you for joining us because it's been a long couple of days. It's also Veterans Day. Doran's got the day off. So do our next door neighbors here on Y108 and Star 100.7. So thank you for traversing.
You seem a little stuffy.
Yep, definitely. Congested. Yep. But I got to fight through. We got big games this week. But before we look ahead.
Trying to win a title.
Let's look back. All right, Mark. I mean, what? Every team in the NFL is capable of being Jekyll and Hyde, right? But the Steelers personify it maybe more than anybody else. And what do you make of that? It seems like there's different reasons why they're losing games. Like, sometimes it's the defense being ass. On Sunday, Aaron Rodgers really gave them an uncompetitive effort. Are they just a bad football team?
You know, I don't think they're a bad football team, but I've got to be a little bit consistent on here because I do rip on the Pirates a lot for not being consistent. And I always say, you know, if you're not a consistent ball team, which just really means you're not a good ball team, right? And that's where they're at right now. That's more than anything what I wanted to see in L.A. They could put some back-to-back good efforts together, and they just didn't. And you're saying is if you had at least one area you could work on that you knew it was going to make everything better, it would be a lot simpler. It's not. I mean, for all we know, Adam, they could come out Sunday, put up 50 points on the board, but give up 51. Would that shock you?
It wouldn't shock me in the slightest, no.
That's, I mean, I've been covering this team 22 and 23 years, and people ask me, what's up with the Steelers? And I don't have a real good answer for you right now. I don't know what team's going to show up. I have no clue what's going to show up. Should they have went out to L.A. and won that game? Yes. Am I shocked that they got whipped around like that? Maybe a little bit, because I didn't think that was still – I thought they might have been past that point. But at this point, man, they're just a team that can beat anybody and lose to anybody at any given time. And that's has to be very frustrating to your fan base.
Well, and I think that the defense played really well until the dam broke because the offense just couldn't stay on the field. I think part of the reason why the defense has been on the field as much as it's been this year is because the defense can't get off the field. This was a reversal of the roles. And look, every player is allowed a bad game. You just are. Even Aaron Rodgers. What was so appalling to me, Mark, is even though the defense played well, he did not give them a chance to win. It was one of the worst games of his career. I'm okay with a down performance. That was simply uncompetitive. And so the obvious question is, one-off, or are we now starting to see the signs of aging?
I mean, it's a fair question. He didn't play well. The thing is we don't know if this has been like this the entire season, and he's just lifted everybody up to the level of success that they've had, or is this just a time for him having a bad game and it's just snowballing down on them now because of the stuff around them? But there was something off about him immediately. I don't know if when you watched that game, Adam, if you saw in the first quarter, you're like, something's just not right. I mean, I don't want to say engaged. I would say more like he was just didn't – it just didn't look like something was going on correctly from that first sack to some of the poor throws. I mean, at that point, when you're expecting a 41, almost 42-year-old quarterback to lift you out of that, sometimes you need some help. And I don't know if this team is equipped to give him as much help or support he needs in times where he's not at his best.
And it looked like the Chargers had a really good game plan, Mark. And you were there. You had the bird's eye view. I mean, I have looked at the All-22, but no one's going to confuse me with Greg Cosell. I mean, it seemed like they played a lot of press on the outside and forcing you pretty much to make the big plays down the field, but then the offensive line didn't give enough time to make a play or two down the field. It seemed like when wide receivers were open, Rodgers was either missing them inaccurately or just not seeing them. And so it was the perfect storm. Is that what you saw as well?
I know the line didn't play as well. I mean, the back shoulder throw to Metcalf in the end zone on fourth down, I called that as soon as they come to the line of scrimmage because I knew that they weren't going to have any confidence in him going back and be able to read the defense and not get, you know, snowed over by about four different Chargers. So you saw that coming. I think a lot of that had to do with some of the offensive line woes, especially early in the game. And he was off. I mean, they weren't on the same page, too. The deep throw to Metcalf, watching that live, I don't know if you can see that on All-22, that was, you know, sort of a busted play, go find an open spot. Metcalf flattened the route.
Yeah.
Rodgers thought he was going to the end zone. You're just not on the right page right there. The Jonnu Smith thing, you would like to say, if he had that back, does that change anything? I mean –
If he hits that throw the way he should have hit that throw, he might have scored a touchdown there, right, Mark?
Yeah.
And if he does, maybe it just lifts the entire spirit, as Mike Tomlin would say, of the collective.
Yeah, it's just – it wasn't good. I mean, even in the running, they ran the ball for five yards a carry. But I think they needed some more splash out of that. And I thought – we haven't really seen the big splash out of Warren either. Sure, you want to
– just the catch really against Seattle.
Yeah, the catch and run from Seattle. I'm not saying that he's probably – oh, he was easily their MVP offensively against the Chargers. But I don't think that's the way – the route you want to go. I mean, Rodgers did have a terrible game. He didn't get helped out a lot either. The Austin throw, some of the sacks, some of the guys not getting open. And if you heard Rodgers' post-game comments, I don't know if I read any into it. I'm sure you heard of it. He made it sound like that the receivers just weren't open on third downs. I mean, it was low-key. It was very, like, read between the lines, Ben – ripping on Todd Haley type of stuff you have yes. to maneuver through. But that's what it sounded like to me.
I agree with that. And Tomlin, similarly, short, grumpy, gruff, curt, whatever word you want to use in the post-game press conference. And, Mark, you've covered hundreds of Mike Tomlin press conferences, if not more than that. Was that as angry as you've seen him? And why? What? I get why he's upset. But this was a new level of disappointment from Mike Tomlin, it seemed.
Probably because they just got totally
whooped.
Boat race from the start to the finish. You know, he was embarrassed, I guess. Have I seen him as mad? Yeah, I've seen him a lot of one-word answers, a lot of 90-second interviews before. I've seen him upset before after I think they lost in New England for the AFC Championship game because they made it a long way and they just finally got – overwhelmed by injuries at that point, but that has to rank up there a little bit. Imagine, Adam, if he had to travel home and it took him 18 hours after that, how grumpy he would be.
Well, someone theorized yesterday that Rodgers played poorly because he was up past his bedtime. Do you put any stock or merit into that opinion?
I was listening to that while trying to get on the – I was in the LAX or something, and I was listening to this, and I almost dropped my phone. I was laughing so hard.
I mean, that is the most – Yinzer Pittsburgh call we have got all year.
He was serious. He was serious.
100% serious. Rodgers, you know, it's a time change. It's a late game. It's tough on him. All that travel. I'm not buying it. Let me ask you this, Mark, because you're right. Rodgers is pointing out that guys weren't open. Are we allowed to say that DK Metcalf's been a little bit of a disappointment, or is it more with what's going on around him, in your opinion?
A little bit of both. You would. There's many receivers that deal with bracket coverage, press man, you know, high-low concepts. Jamar Chase, I mean, that just went off the top of my head and still put up huge numbers.
Well, Chase got a guy on the other side. I mean.
Yeah. Well, he's not the only one. I mean, there's a number of receivers that battle through. Look at Jackson Smith and Njigba. I mean, if you're not covering that guy with six guys, you're crazy. And he's still putting up 45-yard touchdowns on the first play of the game. But he might be getting a little bit frustrated because the ball's not coming his way. And he's not seeing as much, at least a little bit of single coverage as he would like to. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I don't know to his detriment or to his – or positively when it comes to him, is he throws to the open guy. And if you're going to get double covered, he's probably not going to be open very much. But you would like a guy that's making $35 million. I mean, it applies on the offense too. If we say T.J. Watt's making $40 million and only has 4.5 sacks, shouldn't this apply to the offensive side of the ball too? Find a way to get it done. And they just haven't found a way to get that done. And they haven't found a way to get Pat Freiermuth involved and Jonnu Smith involved. And I think that's just been an issue why this offense has maybe struggled over the last couple of weeks. There's some talent there. They just got to find them a way to get them the ball.
You can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, though, you can always count on them. Stream the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. And then stick around for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Mark, do they break glass in case of emergency and play MVS this week against Cincinnati?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. Put it this way. If he does, we know that somebody has more influence than maybe we anticipated, because I don't think that is the end-all, be-all, solve-all problems if a guy go out there and run some, you know, nine routes, so to speak. But if he's in there, you know who's going to bat for him and says, hey, I need this guy out there. It's just a shame that they weren't able. I do still think they have talented receivers. I still might be the last person on the planet still thinks Calvin Austin's a really good receiver.
Yeah, nice catch.
He didn't do me. He didn't help me out with that one right there. Right?
No, he didn't.
Roman Wilson is a guy that's, you're going to get what you get from him.
Right, he's there, the greatest garbage time player in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mark.
I mean, he's a two or three catch guy at this point in his career. Can he morph into something better than that? I don't know. I mean, it's sitting right in front of us, the answer, Adam. The tight ends.
Well, and
they're tight ends that can run, but they don't use them.
And run the ball more. I mean, you can't have Jaylen Warren play 46% of the snaps. So we will get into that. You also mentioned Rodgers' influence regarding MVS. There's something Chris Collinsworth said on Sunday night that I'd like clarification from you, a guy who's in the Steelers facility every single day. So we'll do that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Next. Notable moment on the Sunday Night Football broadcast when Chris Collinsworth said that in the pre-production meeting, he talked to Rodgers about Darnell Washington. And he says Rodgers told him that the Steelers were going to move Washington to tackle, but Rodgers talked them out of it. Now, was he saying it tongue-in-cheek? Is this like the telephone game where Rodgers was saying, yeah, I mean, they've considered moving him to tackle, and I'm telling him, hey, listen, we need to throw to this guy. I don't know. Mark, what is your understanding of that situation? Because I was flabbergasted when I heard Collinsworth say that on Sunday night.
Yeah, that I think that elicited my favorite meme of all time, the John C. Reilly meme. Like, what? I mean, the timeline just doesn't work for me, right? First of all, I've never heard anything other than chatter from media that say, hey, he'd be a good tackle. That's all I've ever heard about him moving the tackle. But the timeline doesn't work. Rodgers shows up in what, June? Doesn't really partake in any of minicamp at all. Shows up in mid to late July. And that's when all of a sudden they're going to tell him they need to move him to tackle after what he showed during the offseason. I'm guessing something got lost in translation there. I'm guessing because like I said, I could see maybe if this was the thought last year because he struggled so much. But you saw from the day one he stepped on the field from workouts and the OTAs that this guy was a different guy. So maybe that was – maybe the whole timeline is wrong. But I don't believe it was serious after maybe April, even if it was at all.
I mean, he definitely got bigger this offseason, but he also – and this was a report that you came on the air with early. I mean, he also got noticeably quicker, and he's probably got more confidence in his knee situation. If they were going to ask him to be a tackle, it would have been at the very end of last year, and you got to do the body recomp over the offseason.
This is a guy who's never played tackle before, right? So we see how good, solid college four-year starting tackles, offensive linemen, takes a while to get acclimated to the pro level, and most of them don't do it. So you're taking a guy who's never played the position before. Okay, Villanueva did it, but he was a one-in-a-million type of guy, or two-in-a-million. If you take it, what's his name from Australia? What's his name? Philly.
I forget his name. I know who you're talking about, yeah.
I can't, like, the best tackle in the league, and I can't think about it. That's lack of sleep. But it would take
head
more.
Cold.
It would definitely take a – he can't play the position. He's a project for multiple years down the road. I mean, Villanueva sat for 2-3 years while he got into it, you know, so it doesn't make sense.
Mark Caboli joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Are you worried about a potential Rodgers-Tomlin rift, Mark? Because both guys, I'll tell you what, post-game it was odd. I didn't like the body language from Rodgers during the game. I thought Mike Tomlin's answer to the question about Rodgers was odd. This is something that happened over the course of Rodgers' career, according to different people, depending on who you ask. You're not concerned about that at all. Jordan Mailata, by the way, with both of us,
yes.
collective brain fart.
Thank you to that YouTube commenter, right?
I Googled it because my brain hurts today, and I don't have Dorn, and I miss him.
What was the question again?
Are you worried about a potential Rodgers-Tomlin rift?
No, just because they're upset in game or 10 minutes after the game a little bit. I think Rodgers, I took it more of him more upset with some weird questions that was being asked of him more than what Tomlin said. I mean, Tomlin was just getting upset with some of the obvious answers, like, hey, did Aaron play poorly today? Of course he played poorly today. You know, I don't see that at all. If it was, maybe it's a 10-minute thing and, you know, move on after that. But everything you hear and say and, you know, look at with that relationship doesn't point to that to me at this point.
Well,
maybe
put your
to keep an eye on.
Put your
maybe
lie detector on. Hat on here, Mark. And do you feel
I got the Iron City hat on?
Yeah, you do. I'm not wearing mine today. I knew you were coming on. I should have worn it.
Yeah.
Do you think Tomlin feels like Rodgers let him down on Sunday night? Because the defense actually did mostly play well. and Rodgers was uncompetitive. Do you think that he feels like he didn't get what he was bargaining for?
No, I don't think so. I didn't feel that. I mean, if that's the case, then there's something wrong with the head coach there a little bit. I mean, a guy's allowed to have a poor outing. I mean, does he have the same standards for the offensive line, the wide receivers, the coaching staff? I don't think it's let him down. Sometimes he's been in – I mean, Tomlin's been in this league for, what, 18 years, 19 years? Sometimes you just lay an egg. So I don't think that he's going in there and saying, wow, we had this perfect plan together, and the quarterback that I thought was great, who's going to be 42 here in about 3 weeks, screwed this all up. I think it was just overall total frustration of losing 3 out of 4 games and looking in the rearview mirror and seeing Baltimore biting on your rear end there coming up to.
Yeah, they're right there, and they're minus 270 favorite to win the division. And meanwhile, the Steelers are now plus 270 if you pay attention to such things. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Here's another, theory floated out by some of our listeners. Mark, did you happen to see the New York Daily Mail story about Rodgers' wife?
I thought, you know what? I saw something briefly, and I'm at the bad point of my internet life of saying, that AI is just clickbait, and I move on. So it's legit?
We're a transparent radio show. We never lie to the people. I did the same thing. I must have seen it 5 times, kept scrolling past it. Like, I'm not reading this drivel, this nonsense. But some Steelers wives and girlfriends are quoted in the story saying that Rodgers' wife is like a phantom, and they would like to get to know her, and that they haven't met her. They don't know anything about her. I'm not sure they even know her name. And if it were me, I brought this up to begin the show, I'd be furious if I were Rodgers that these wives and girlfriends are going to say stuff about my marriage. Like, get the hell out of here. It's one thing for the New York Daily Mail or whatever the hell to speculate, but it's a totally different thing for my teammates' wives and girlfriends to talk to the damn Daily Mail. I'd be pissed, man. I'm not saying that's why he played poorly, but I do think I'd be more than perturbed.
You know, I've seen some of those stories before where they quote people and it's made up quotes too. So
it is the Daily News, not exactly known for their journalistic integrity. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So it's hard to sit here and speculate on something that I don't know why anybody would say anything like that. Say, hypothetically speaking, this was true. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has made it well known that he wants to keep his private life private.
Exactly. As far as it's related to her, like, he's done the starlet thing. Like, he dated Olivia Munn, good on him. He dated Danica Patrick. He's done all that before. He's not doing McAfee right now, whether that's because he decided or the Steelers decided, I don't know, but he's not doing that. He has made it clear since day one, as it relates to his marriage, he wants that to be private. And so, again, it's one thing if you got media members spouting off about it. It's a totally different thing if wives and girlfriends really talk to the Daily News, at least in my opinion. Mark,
another thing is, too, is that he wasn't very happy with people finding out where he lived at, too, in Pittsburgh.
Correct.
And put pictures of his house up. And so, if that's true, which I really find it hard to believe that it is true. And by the way, where do you find players' wives and girlfriends at? You know, you just Google them and DM them. Hey, what do you think about Aaron? I mean, how does this even happen?
Jerry Dulac once called Craig Wolfley, and I'm probably going to bastardize this story. I'm sure you've heard this story from Wolf, too. And I think Wolf's wife answered, and Wolf was really mad that Jerry had called his house. And Wolf's a great guy, and they wound up having a wonderful relationship. I've seen them interact so many times, but I just imagine New York Daily News calling, I don't know, like Zach Frazier's house. Hey, Mr. Frazier, can I please speak to your wife? Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. Please talk about Aaron Rodgers' wife. Just a bizarre situation.
I'm skeptical of the legitimacy of this story.
Mark, when we come back, one of Mike Tomlin's biggest apologists is actually apologizing, kind of, to Steelers fans. Does this have legs?
Is that me? No, not you.
Oh. Not you. Oh. But you could apologize to Steelers fans, too, for saying that their wide receivers are just as good as Jacoby Myers. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers finally say, let's figure something out, and then Tomlin shows up somewhere else.
Like the Giants.
And let me ask you, if I may.
The Giants wouldn't be a bad spot. I think Tomlin is 100% going to be a coach in this league for as long as he wants to be. But I totally understand that Steeler fans are like, we're done with seeing something that has flashes of excellence in the regular season only to wane prior to the playoffs. This wane is now the middle of the season. But we are still, let's be honest, 8 days removed.
That is Rich Eisen, who is typically the biggest Mike Tomlin apologist that there is on a national scale. In fact, one time I said that Rich Eisen should eat my soiled shorts because he was so offensive to Steelers fans. And then he sought me out on Twitter and we had a nice back and forth. The Giants mentioned there. Also, the New York Post linked the Giants to Mike Tomlin. There's a history, of course, between the Mara family and the Rooney family. And now, Mark, you just texted me this, that the Giants and Steelers would make the perfect marriage. This written by Ian O'Connor in The Athletic. If things went south, if the Steelers finished like 8-9 or 7-10 and the wheels totally fell off this thing, do you think that this would provide the opportunity for an amicable parting of the ways? Yeah, now, just so you know, this is about to be your viral moment, depending on what you say here, Mark. This could be... the comment that drives our station for the rest of the day. Do you think there could be a mutual parting of the ways if Tomlin suffers his first losing season?
First of all, there was talk by Rich Eisen there, said that I think the fans are over Tomlin being this mediocre. It doesn't matter what the fans say. It matters who owns part of that, or at least leases or whatever, that 3400 South Water Street building, Art Rooney. Let's put this in perspective real quick here. I mean, whether you think he deserves to be fired or not deserve to be fired, moved on, tired of it, you're having one of your biggest events of your city, your organization, with the draft coming here in April, and you're going to be just wrapping up or just have a new coach. Do you think that Art Rooney wants to do that with a guy?
Okay, now wait a second.
19 years, and a guy that's been still has under contract until the 2027 season.
Of all the answers you could have given, of all the answers you could have given, that I did not see that one coming. You really think the draft? You think the draft has that kind of impact in terms of front office decisions?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I don't think he. Well, in.
See, he's going viral on this one, Harry. Here we go. It's the draft. They're not firing Tomlin because of the draft.
No, combining that with the fact that he's signed through the 2027 season and he's been a coach for since 2007.
Okay, so you're a big
put that all together. But you have to understand. You know how the Rooneys work, right?
Of course.
Obviously, you know how they work. They don't want to be a team that makes headlines out of stuff that they can probably control. So I don't think they want that hanging over their heads. I don't think they want, I can't even think of a potential replacement for Mike Tomlin.
How about
Brian Daboll comes in, right?
No, well, screw that.
Introducing Brian Daboll at Point State Park, right in front of,
Well, how about I got two for you right here, just because we're going to have fun. And then I have to ask what should have been the obvious follow-up question for me. I mean, how about Jesse Minter? I mean, Mike Tomlin protege shuts the Steelers down on Sunday Night Football, makes Aaron Rodgers look, subhuman the way that he played. My goodness. How about Marcus Freeman, who's coming to town this weekend? Marcus Freeman's a rising star, Mark.
Funny thing is, about a month ago, we were saying Brian Flores, but he doesn't matter anymore.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Opinions.
You get my point, right?
They can change like the wind, of course. But nobody really knew who Mike Tomlin was. He kind of came out of nowhere when they hired him. But anyway, that's besides the point. The obvious follow-up question is, if the draft wasn't in Pittsburgh, do you think that the Steelers would consider moving on from Tomlin after a 7-10 or 8-9 season?
They would have to. I think Art would make it well known, say if everything went south here, even worse than it was. I think Art would make it well known that he's even very unhappy with the situation here. But I still think he gets 2026 regardless of what happens. If they lose their next 8 games, and then you can make that decision after the 2026 season.
So he gets one mulligan kind of year, and then you see what happens.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
Yes, unless, I don't know. I can't even come up with a theory of what would cause him to move on other than Mike Tomlin saying, I want out, and I don't see that. I do not see that at all coming from Mike Tomlin saying, I want to leave Pittsburgh. So I would say your best case scenario of all of the Tomlin people out there that want him gone, maybe next year at this time we can really start talking about
it. There you go. You can clip that one too, Harry. Texter writes in, you can trade him. The Bears wanted to trade for him. Yeah, we all obviously know that, but I think it was the response from the Steelers that is more noteworthy. Of course, the Bears wanted to kick the tires on Tomlin, and of course, the Giants would be interested in Mike Tomlin. But
hey,
it takes two to tango.
For you, Adam. You could trade him for some draft picks. Oh. Steelers are, you get it?
I do.
Get it? Steelers are really,
they're hoarding all those draft picks. Well, that's the thing, Mark. You could get a couple of firsts for Mike Tomlin. There you go. The draft's a lot more fun come April.
Harry, cut that.
Cut that one, too. Right, yeah. Starkey's going to lead the show off with it coming up at 10 o'clock.
Does Mark know
what's going on here? What's he talking about?
Does Mark know that he made the Steelers recap wrap-up?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to start getting royalties from this.
Did you hear it?
He did.
Not once,
he quote-tweeted it.
Not only did I hear it, you used me twice, and then I come on Friday with Pony and Muller, and they play the whole segment again.
Well, we'll see if you're included in this one, Mark.
Oh, I'll tell you this one, though. I think it was Malzi. Maybe it was. I think it was Malzi. Is questioning your rap versatility. He thinks it's going to get repetitive of the same beat over and over again. So you better bring it this week.
He already varied it up. This last one that you can hear that you heard at 6:50 on Friday, and you'll hear the next one at 6:50 this upcoming Friday. It had the "Here We Go Steelers" sort of theme going to it. He's already varying his beats.
The same like Eminem beat.
It was the same drum machine. I'll give them that. But this one is going to be a whole new flavor. I try to mix them up every week, a little bit or a lot, just depends on the mood.
One more segment.
I like you introducing like the Crowley saying, you know, his little line there about butt whatever. What did you say, Crowley, in that line?
Bupkis.
Yes.
One they did nothing. Bupkis.
Nada. Zilch. One more segment with Mark Caboli coming up next.
No, we changed a couple of the runs, but no, we just, you know, Jalen made some really nice plays. He's a talented guy. We got to get him more touches.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. 14 carries for Jalen Warren, who was clearly their best offensive player. He played 46% of the snaps. That's a fewer amount than what Kenneth Gainwell played, who I don't know why I have like a speed bump in my brain. I always want to refer to Kenneth Gainwell as Chris Rainey. I'm working on it. I promise I'll get better there. Mark, that's unacceptable.
There's difference.
It's unacceptable, Mark. And yeah. I just don't understand why they didn't run the ball more. I think Mike Tomlin's explanation is always laughable when he says they didn't run enough plays. Well, maybe if you run the ball more and you're efficient, then you won't be in such bad down and distance situations. Do you think that there's going to be a concerted effort to give Jalen Warren the ball more than 14 times a game?
Well, it should be, but it hasn't happened yet, right? Is that might be his season high if it's 14 or 15. They really haven't really thrown a huge workload into him. And what was interesting to me was one of the more pivotal parts of the game was when you're at your own 5-yard line and they decide, you know what, let's throw that rookie in there to run the ball.
That
Caleb
was
Johnson,
stupid.
Which was like, I didn't quite understand that at all. They do need to run the ball a lot more because you talk about opening up things. How many times do we see play action? Aaron Rodgers is excellent at play action, but you have to be able to run the ball first, and we just don't see that from him anymore because you're getting too much of a upfield pass rush or upfield rush for him to feel comfortable turning his back to that line of scrimmage. I mean, you always want to run the ball more. And knock on wood, and I do got a wood table here, Jalen Warren hasn't fumbled the ball yet.
Oh, why would you do that, Mark? Because I thought the same thing on Sunday. He has not.
Well, I've been saying that under my breath for the past 3 or 4 weeks. And maybe he figures something out. But he has been, you know, could he be right now? Nah, I wouldn't say that. But maybe right now he's the team's offensive MVP for the season.
I mean,
give him the ball more.
I'd still go with Rodgers, but on a per-touch basis. I think Jalen Warren's been their best offensive player. So let me ask you this. It's a two-parter. Number one, whose responsibility is it to decide which running backs are playing? Is that running back coach? Is that Arthur Smith? And then is Rodgers checking out of a lot of runs or throwing the ball to the outside on a lot of these RPOs?
I don't think he is. I don't think he is. If you hear what he said after the game is, hey, I got to do some things different if it means make some checks or some calls out of that. I think he might be just going standard what's being called here, called by Arthur Smith. As for who has that ability for the running back, it's majority of Eddie Faulkner. I'm sure that Arthur Smith or Mike Tomlin can interject and say, we want this guy in here at this time. But for the most part, and that goes with guys like, I was going to say Denzel Martin on outside linebacker, but you're not going to tell T.J. Watt to come off the field unless T.J. Watt wants to come off the field. But for the most part, the defensive line as well, they pretty much leave that up to the positional coaches.
Great. Mark, this was wonderful. I hope you can catch a nap before the Mike Tomlin press conference, but I'm guessing you can't.
Hey, what about that big upset last night?
Which one?
John Cena beat Rey Mysterio to become the Grand Slam champion.
Yeah, I didn't think you were referring to Monday Night Football. I wasn't all that shocked that the defending champs beat
YouTube
the Packers.
TV. I got YouTube TV, so I don't know what Monday Night Football is anymore.
I think they're really going to rue the day that this all happened because people are pissed. They are pissed. You know what I had to do? I had to go with the free trial of Fubo again. I've now used like six different credit cards and 18 different emails. I'm trying to pull the wool over their eyes.
Do what J.J. Watt does. Get the bunny ears. I didn't want to tell him the other day it was rabbit ears, but bunny ears.
Bunnies.
Bunny ears when you put your fingers behind somebody's head, right?
I think it's all the same. All right. Mark, this was wonderful. I mean that. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you, Phil. Well, Adam, Harry.
Goodbye, Mark. Great dismount. Fan weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 38, low of 23. Tomorrow, it warms up a little bit, high of 46, low of 34. If you're going to the Pitt game on Sunday, I would urge that you bring your headphones and listen on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, your Odyssey app, as we are the flagship of Pitt Panthers football. But it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be 51 degrees at kickoff and overcast. So should be the perfect day to wear all your Pitt gear and go out there and root for the home team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.